Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning to you, Matt. How's everything?
All's well. How are you guys doing?
Good. We're just talking about Ben and a couple different other things. I was on the internet yesterday. This was yesterday, right? Why am I on the internet looking at a high school basketball film of you going rogue and putting six players on the floor to try to stop North Allegheny on the final possession and then running out of the gym so no one, you thought no one saw it? What happened there?
Man, I knew you were going to go there.
Well, yeah.
No, they still got out. I'm on you, though. They got a pretty good shot off for you having six defenders. So come on
well,
here.
You know, some call it a mistake and some call it brilliant coaching to have six defenders out there. No, actually, it was an unfortunate situation, and after it's all over and seeing the referees that they're getting criticism for it, I actually feel bad about the whole situation. It was a mistake. It was a team mistake. We made a substitution. Somebody didn't come out of the game, and it went out there. I guess I feel a little bit, and this is probably a statement that will get criticized, I'm sure. If it was a 1 or 2 point game, I would probably feel even worse because it was a guarantee they have a really good foul shooter that this game was getting tied or they were going to win it. But the fact that it was three, there was still at least a little bit left on the bone that they had to figure out to win the game. And tough situation. Again, overall, I feel bad. I feel bad for the referees. These guys they get criticized a lot, and you know, they're getting some criticism for this, and they're good officials, and they, you know, it's tough. They're human. They make mistakes. It's nice to be on the good side of a mistake. I had a tough situation 5 or 6 years ago, you know, trying to get over the hump against Pine Richland, who kind of last 5 or 6 years is the standard in our section. And they had Kojakovic and another, and Kristoffic, two Notre Dame recruits and a Division I basketball player. And we're finally getting over the hump against them, and they have a last shot at the buzzer. It's an air ball that Djurkovic tips in, and they call it no good. And a referee comes running in and overturns it the opposite way, which is the first time I've ever seen it overturn it the opposite way without film and give it to him. And I know how crushing that was that night, but in the end of things, in the grand scheme of things, they're human, and we're playing a basketball game, especially this year, and we're getting to play. So, again, an honest mistake that I guess I came out on the good side of one.
Sometimes the bear gets you, sometimes you get the bear, yeah. Something like that. Matt Clement with us here on the Fan Morning Show. We're a couple days into pitchers and catchers, full squad workouts now down in Bradenton and around Major League Baseball. Just as you progressed through your career, Matt, and once you became a little bit more firmly entrenched as a Major League veteran, what was the feeling going into spring training for you those years in the back half of your career? Was it, oh, man, I can't wait to get back and see the guys and get back to work? Was it, oh, I wish we had another couple weeks to get ready for this and we didn't have to sit around and play Grapefruit League games or Cactus League games for 6 weeks? How did you go into spring training just mentally preparing for it every year? Did you look forward to it or dread it?
At the beginning of my career, I was so nervous about where I was going to end up, even when I was probably in a pretty good spot. And I don't know if I ever, you know, I was pretty comfortable at the second and third year with the Cubs and then my years with the Red Sox of where I was going to end up. But you still have that, there's a little uneasy feeling. If you don't have that uneasy feeling about, you know, knowing you have to produce, I think you get complacent in how you work. And so there was that feeling. I enjoyed that time. It was, you know, as I got older, I tried to enjoy the spring training and the time with, because you know, I had my family there, and you have short days that you know, your days are done, and you get to do something with your family at night, and you're in Arizona or Florida in a good climate, coming from home. And you know, part of the thing that I enjoyed most about baseball, and I probably missed the most, is the grind of getting ready and preparing. And that was a big part of it. Like, how am I going to get myself ready for when April 1 rolls around, and am I getting an advantage compared to what other people are doing? Are they doing as much as me? And that grind of constantly knowing I need to have myself at this position, I have to get myself there physically, or I can't compete at this level. I wasn't one of the overly gifted guys that rolled out of bed on, you know, the first day of spring training throwing five times all winter and was still throwing 98. And I was one of the guys that had to really work my tail off to get to where I was. And I think I appreciated that. I kind of had that instilled in me early as a high school basketball player, Coach Jewell, that you have to work to where you get to. And so it was always a fun time for me. The spring training was always a fun time for me, but it was always that uneasy feeling of, you know, I can't let my position fall behind.
Matt Clement joining us here, Fan Morning Show. You can text us, Edgar Snyder and Associates Fan Text Line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder and Associates reminds you to text responsibly. I want you to listen to something, Matt, that Garrett Cole said yesterday. Garrett Cole with the Yankees now, and you know all the situation, how much money he gets paid. But he said he's tired of a situation. And this came to light because of the president and CEO in Seattle was fired because he admitted that they were holding guys down to not start the arbitration clock on people. Listen to what Garrett Cole said in response to this yesterday, and I want to talk about this.
If they're ready, but that fiscally isn't as efficient for you if you bring them up earlier as opposed to later, and you're only doing that strictly to be more efficient business-wise, that's just frustrating. I don't have an answer on how to fix it. I think it's bad faith. I think it's completely demonstrated, and every player should wake up and read the news of, you know, the guy in the Mariners. You know, like, those conversations are being had in a lot of clubs, unfortunately.
You believe that? You believe that it's more widespread and guys are being kept down so as not to start their clock?
Absolutely. I think it's been that way for a while, and you know, it's a running a Major League Baseball team is a business. And, you know, it's a business decision they're making. You know, as a player, it's extremely frustrating and unfair. But if you look at it, you know, I try to look at things from both sides. But as an owner of a team that's unlikely to compete and trying to keep their guys around, it's not hidden. It's not, you know, Garrett Cole's right. Like, it's not something that people aren't realizing that's going on. You can say what you want to say and say they're not ready and everything else. And I remember vividly, I got traded to the Cubs. It was about 2 days left in spring training. I went to Chase Field at the time, or that's what it is now, in Arizona. We went out there and played two scrimmage games there, and I got there for the second one, and they had me start. So I basically flew in the night before, started the next day, first day in the clubhouse with the Cubs. Came out, get to my locker, and the first question asked me after the game was, what's it going to be like when Mark Pryor comes up in May and you go to the bullpen for the first time in your career? And that question was a direct, you know, Mark Pryor is going to be there till May, so he has to wait another year to get to arbitration and free agency. And that might be the first time I understood what Super 2 and holding people back and everything else was. And I know I was taken back because they didn't tell me I was going to the bullpen when he came up. It kind of put a chip on my shoulder, and I ended up having a really good year, and maybe that motivated me a little bit. But, you know, the fact that, you know, hearing what Garrett Cole had to say, it's not like it's a hidden fact that this is going on. And I agree with him. I don't know what you do. I really don't know how you resolve it, because if you think of it, well, okay, if they get one day, that counts as service time. They might hold the guy back the whole year then and not bring him up. So that doesn't help the player out either. If you say, okay, if one day service time counts as the whole year, then there's going to be clubs that are fiscally cheap that are going to say, uh-uh, we're just not going to bring him up all year to keep him one more year away.
Well, and that's also pushed out to teams just non-tendering guys in their second and third and final arbitration years, Matt. We saw a lot of that this past offseason and the offseason before. You know, some people will argue, I'm sure owners will, and management will that it was pandemic related because of finances and not having fans in the stands last year. But is the problem of a shrinking middle class, for lack of a better way to put it, in Major League Baseball? You've got all your big money guys. We just heard from Garrett Cole a second ago. You've got your superstars, and then you've got all your young guys who are playing on their entry level deals. There's not a lot in the middle anymore. Is that enough of a problem to lead us to a point where the players say, we've got to fix this, to the point where the players say, we're willing to sit out going into next year, if that's what it comes down to?
Well, I think one of the other, not so much problems, but one of the things you're finding is the people who are getting drafted now are so ready physically because they're just trained differently now. The technology is different. They're able to really zero in on who is a prospect. I think lots to be said when they'll agree to have five rounds of a draft, or you know, make it a shorter draft. We talk about making a shorter draft. What goes from 40 to 5? And a lot of people are like, well, they're just getting rid of teams. They're just saving money. There's not as many affiliates. Well, no, I think they're comfortable in the data they're getting with all the technology, that they know they're getting the right people, and they don't have to herd in 40 rounds of people every year and have all these different people in their minor league system to figure out who's going to be the right one. So I think that is creating some of that middle class issue. It's like the quarterback that holds the clipboard for 4 years, and then all of a sudden he has to get paid more money, or do we pay the guy coming out of college to hold the clipboard that can do the same job? And how much is that veteran? You know, this was more, I'd say, 10, 15 years ago now, compared to now, where you almost need two quarterbacks and you need four running backs and all this other stuff. But you know, that time where that guy that never got on the field, he, you know, are we going to pay him the 4 year, what it costs 4 years? Are we going to pay the guy right out of college that we can pay for cheap? And because it does come down to dollars and cents for everybody. But do I think the players could hold out on this? I you've asked me the question before on different subjects. I don't see people holding out, because I don't see an agreement not coming from both sides, just because I think that the things are just fragile from last year with COVID and no fans in the stands and all this other stuff. And I think it could be a big hit to baseball on both sides if they did. But I can say this, that, you know, the players aren't going to buckle on issues, whatever those issues may be right now. And I'm sure that's one of them that they feel are important, because, you know, they are where they are. The veterans are making these decisions because of the decisions that were made before them. And there's a right when you get to that older age in the league that you got to make sure you're taking care of the ones that are coming up.
So when you purposely ran this six-man defense to screw North Allegheny, did you draw it up on that whiteboard, or did you just say, like, it goes unsaid and you know where you're supposed to be? I kind of threw my
hands in the air and said, you know, we're so bad defensively this year that we got to throw six out there. We're not going to win this game.
Gotcha.
And said, let's see if we can get away with it, and we'll roll with it.
Okay. Fair enough. We'll test the mettle of these officials. Yes. The way I look at it, there's three of them, and so each guy was responsible for counting two Butler players, and they couldn't even do that. So it is what it is. Matt, you're
I knew I was in trouble this morning. I knew I was in trouble.
It's all over the internet, man. But you're the best. Thanks for the laugh. We appreciate it. And thanks for that stuff on Garrett Cole. That's a great, great, great insight on that. We'll talk again next week. We appreciate it. As always, have a great week, Matt.
You too. Thanks, Matt.
Just the best. Thanks, the best. Really good stuff. That's really insightful stuff on Cole, though. Baseball players know. They know. They know people are getting screwed and being held down, but how do you fix it? Because they'll just figure out a different way to circumnavigate it, probably.
Probably.
And it's a business, though, too. That's the other side.
It's not an easy fix. What I fear is that the players will say, well, it's got to be fixed somehow. And even if we don't have ideas, we're willing to sit around and hammer them out. And owners will be happy to let players sit around and try to figure things out rather than pay them to be on the field. I worry about the start of next season.
Yeah, me too. After he said that, I really do.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better.
because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.